Hello?
Hey, Maurice, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready where you guys are.
What's up, Maurice?
Hey, Maurice, what's the influence or impact been of your new owner? You know, I mean, is that something the players have noticed in the handful of months that he's been sort of on board?
Mr. Khan, his son's around a lot, and I can tell you that much. I know he has a bunch of other businesses that he's running, so he hasn't been around, but when he does come around, his presence brings a different type of energy. But for us, I mean, a lot of things he's doing for the organization are outside the football market as of now, just because, you know, it's hard to come in during the season and change things, and he understands that. So I think, you know, him involving us with the London games and obviously changing the uniform a little bit and tweaking some things in the facility, obviously the new locker room, those things are great. But on the field, you know, it's just kind of we got to take care of what we have to take care of. So
what do you think of Mike Mularkey and his new offense so far?
I think it's great. Tell you the truth, at the end of the day, we have a lot of great schemes. I think they've done a great job of scheme. We just have to execute at the end of the day. The two games, I say Minnesota, we executed very well. Obviously went down to overtime. That didn't work out too well. Houston, we didn't execute at all. Executed against the Colts. Come back against Cincinnati, we didn't execute at all. So I feel like if we can execute, we will have a better chance to be in those games late and give us our chance, the best opportunity to win. So, you know, we go in with great game plans. Obviously we have certain things that we want to attack and certain things we want to do as an offense, and we have to be able to execute those things early in the game, not later, but early and often in the game, and I think we'll be okay.
Well, now you're facing a team that's coming off a huge road win at Dallas with a lot of offensive participation in that one.
Exactly. It wouldn't be the NFL, I guess, if that didn't happen. You know, we didn't do so well on offense, and we come in against probably one of the top defenses in the league. It wouldn't be right. So it's another tough challenge. Obviously, they present something different than what the Bengals presented to us. But, you know, having Julius Peppers, Urlacher, my man Briggs, Tillman, guys that have been in this game a long time and still are making plays, you think – it's funny, with everybody else, the older they get, sometimes they lose some things. It seems like with this Bears defense, the older they get, the better they are. So it's going to be a tough task for us. But once again, we have to, before we can go out and really, you know, try to match up against them, we have to take care of what we have in internal and fix the things that we need to fix amongst ourselves and then be able to go out there and compete.
What was it like to miss all that time before the season and then come in and try to hit the ground running? Is that difficult?
No, it wasn't difficult. The whole time I was away, I was training every day, 7 days a week, twice a day, 2-3 times a day, just trying to keep my body in the best situation, just so when I did come back, that I'd be able to, you know, not miss a beat. Obviously, learning the playbook was a little bit tougher, but, when you have to make decisions like that, you got to be able to, you can't come back and slack off a little bit. And obviously, I learned that through other guys and their holdout situations. And so, my deal was just to come in. I didn't want to be a distraction. Once I got here, I just wanted to kind of get to where I need to be and be there on time and do my job to the best of my ability. And that's all I'm doing now.
Do you feel like it took you a while to hit your stride? And do you feel like you're still all that you could have been had you been there the whole time?
I might be a little bit fresher, obviously, not taking those hits, but I definitely feel like I hit my stride. Obviously, I've started. It's the fastest start I've ever had in running the ball, so that's a big deal. To me, it just seems like, that holdout, yeah, it was for the money, but at the same time, my body stayed healthy. It was less hits that I was taking in training camp, less cutting. Cutting on my knees and just little things that you'll take during training camp that help me out. So I'm, it's over and done with. I'm here. We're just trying to win games now. That's the most important thing as of right now.
You're always so outspoken, which we, of course, appreciate.
No, I don't think you guys appreciate that much.
We do. But, you were one of the active players who were pretty critical of Jay back during the NFC title game. Is that something, I mean, did you ever work that out with him? Or is that, I know you're good friends with Matt, too, but is that something you're
I never got a chance to work it out with him, but I mean, that was 2 years ago. I'm just happy that, you know, he's smiling. You know, for a while he wasn't smiling during the year, and you always want to see players having fun and enjoying the game. So it's good to see him smile. Obviously, you guys know about me and Matt, so to see them winning, I'm happy for him. Hopefully those two don't perform to the best of their abilities this week. Me and Coach Tice are very, very close as well. I don't know if you guys, a lot of you guys know that. So, you know, a lot of, you know, you're always happy for the guys you've worked with and the guys you're friends with around. So obviously that includes Jay with those two guys as well. And, you know, what's in the past is in the past. You know, a lot of things have changed. I've had two kids, gotten married. I heard he's gotten married, had him a child. Matt Forte's gotten married, saw him at the wedding. So it was a lot of things have changed since then.
Why did you say what you said about him?
I mean, I don't really want to. I think I explained that enough like 2 years ago. I don't really want to get into that. I mean, like Jay said it best. I mean, that's not going to affect this game, what I thought about him 2 years ago or what I said about him 2 years ago.
You and Matt got anything going on this game? I mean, just obviously friendly things.
No, I haven't talked to him, and then I'm a little upset he didn't come to my wedding, and I flew out to Chicago for his. So, you know, I might switch over and play defense a couple snaps just for that reason.
Maurice, you're talking about your relationship with Coach Tice. In that time when he was down there, did you ever see him? Did any player ever try to challenge him?
Not necessarily. I mean, Coach Tice is a very open guy. He speaks his mind, and as players, that's what you want. You know, you want to know what you're doing wrong so you can try to fix it. And since I've been here, that was one thing. And then he was always good to talk to. You know, if we ever had problems, he was one of the guys. And we had a lot of coaches like that, but he was one of the coaches you can go and express your feelings towards, and he wouldn't take it personal. I mean, it just, he understands the game. He's played it before. He's played at this level before, so that helps you out a bunch. He knows how stressful it is, and, you know, you have so much going on. So he's a guy you can sit down and talk to. I mean, we've had problems here, and I know I've heard of players, and myself, I went to him and talked to him about it, and we've gotten straightened out. So he's a guy, you know, I know I guess that something happened on Monday night or something, but in the course of the game, and there's so many different things, so many emotions that are flying going on, I don't think there's a problem with that at all.
So you said you wouldn't have a problem with doing something like that?
No, I don't know what happened, but I just heard of something. They warned me before this talk that you guys probably asked that question. I don't know what happened, but I'm just saying, and there's been times in games where guys get into, you know, they disagree on things because emotions are flying, things happen. But, I mean, that's just part of the game. I think people try to read into too much sometimes.
Any other questions, guys?
Anybody else?
Hey, man, appreciate it, Maurice.
Thanks for being so candid.
No problem.
All right, bye.
See you guys later. All right, bye.